your city, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. We are back.
A little late.
For episode number 90.
Happy Saturday.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And welcome back.
Yep.
We got a lot to cram into this episode.
That's right. We're going to talk about a few things here. We talked about funny or cool or fictitious funny cool car names a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah, we had some responses.
Some good ones, too. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Even a voicemail to play from one of our common callers.
Yep.
After that, we're going to, of course, talk about the big Camaro Enthusiast Summit.
Right.
Got a lot to talk about that. That's going to take up a majority of this episode, which might run a little long, so be prepared. Could there be yet another competitor to Camaro coming from a very unlikely source? Possibly. We're going to talk about that. And maybe a little bit of a setback for the Camaro Z28.com diecast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just a little bit. We got to talk about that towards the end here. So hang with us, and we're going to kick it off with the fun part.
Okay.
Well, the funny part, anyway.
The funny part.
We talked about car names, you know, the cool car names, like you know, I don't know. What were some of the car names we came up with last time?
The Dodge Raper.
Somebody's going to be offended by that. We're going to get hate mail. But some of the cool car names, like, you know, like the Aruba.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Plymouth Roadrunner.
Right.
Things like that. So we got a couple of emails, first of all.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Okay. Here's the first one. This comes from David Palmer. He says, I lived in Europe and never got to end about the Chevrolet Nova, but I believe the G6 is much worse. In German, G6 would be pronounced gay sex, or roughly gay sex. I doubt that's PG-13, but it's hilarious.
Close enough.
That is hilarious, and I never thought about that. That is pretty damn funny.
What do you drive? I drive a Pontiac Gay Zex. You American cars, you name them funny, but I like it.
You sound French.
Close enough, you know, European, whatever. That's my best German impression. It sounds French.
Okay, and here's another one from Harwant Sethi. He's a regular.
Yep.
Well, let's see. How about the Audi Sasquatch? I don't know. I'll just stick with Cadillac Viper from that hillbilly in New England.
And what's his name?
His name is Harwant Sethi.
A hillbilly named Harwant?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a Shogun named Marcus.
He's a frequent emailer, though. So
the Sasquatch is good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Our very good friend, Dan Burke, known as WSX Trans Am, posted in our podcast thread.
Uh-huh.
He said, Buick Wildcat is one of my favorites, as is the Buick Centurion. Some cool names I kind of like is the Dodge Tomahawk. He says, yeah, I know that's the motorcyclish thing, but it's still a cool name. The Pontiac Tornado. And then he said, some names that I thought would be fun are, and I love this, the Chevrolet Fanzarelli.
Hey!
I like that. Pontiac likes numbers for names, so why not the M59? For those who don't know, M59 is also known as Hall Road in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
It's pretty much cram-packed with traffic. I should know. My wife has to drive on it every day, and I hear about it every day. He says, yeah, the M59 set up with all kinds of stuff like big brakes for stopping fast, a big radiator for idling in traffic, integrated holders for your drink, and a double whopper. Matte black scuff-resistant body panels to make it immune to other drivers and their feeble attempts to assume your lane. So, very good stuff. He also said Pontiac Freeway. Order it your way. Drive it home today.
Those are pretty funny.
Good stuff from Dan. did you come up with any other ones there?
Yeah, we got a voicemail, actually.
Okay, let's hear that.
That came in.
Who's it from?
It's from our regular caller.
We might as well start putting him on the payroll.
Hey, guys. BearZ28. You know, some cool car names. I think, didn't Plymouth have a Fury at one time? Or am I imagining things here? I'd have to say, too, the Pontiac GTO. I mean, Gran Turismo Omologado, like, what was that, the 68 Judge? Don't tell me that wasn't a badass car. I don't just watch Days of Confused for a drinking movie. I watch it for the fucking cars, man. No, excuse language. Can't think of any others. Those are two that popped into my head. All right. Thanks, guys.
You know, Bear, you really need to settle down, man. You're too high strung.
Well, that was pretty good, though.
That was good. Yeah. Did we mention the Fury?
I thought we did.
We might have, or something like it. That was cool car names. And what did I say we have now that, you know, in recent years? The Toyota Tercel, the Toyota Celica.
The Rondo.
What the frick is a Rondo? I don't get it. Now it's just like, you know, like throw some Scrabble pieces on the floor and whatever it spells is your next car name.
Yeah.
Or anagram.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, stupid stuff. You got any more, you know, any names like that? Any real ones that were and maybe are cool? Or just some funny ones like the Chevrolet Fanzarelli. It just fits. I don't know why it just fits.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, yeah, if you guys out there have any real or fictitious, funny or cool car names and haven't emailed us or called in, please do so. But without further delay, let's get to the goods.
Oh, yeah. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Including myself. It was a cool experience. I was part of they call us the Disciples now because there was originally 12 of us. But
okay.
It wound up being 15. The Disciples were the folks that were Camaro enthusiasts carefully selected to take part in
the clinic.
A focus group. Yeah,
yeah.
A clinic.
So tell us how it got started. It started on Sunday, right?
Well, yeah, we met at the hotel on Sunday, and then I pretty much knew everybody there from before, because we had a good group there. It wasn't people that got lucky. I mean, there are people that are well-known in the Camaro enthusiast community.
Okay.
And we started off with a really nice dinner. Ed Pieper, general manager of Chevrolet, came in and just real quick just popped in and just wanted to thank us. One thing that he said while we were having dinner, he kind of just stood up and gave a quick little speech. He's got a newborn, so he's got to kind of go home and take care
okay.
of it. But he did say, and I'm pretty sure I got the words right, he said, "This is the best thing that's happened to Chevrolet, the Camaro coming back."
The best thing?
It was either the best thing or one of the best things. And either way, that's no small statement to make.
That's cool. That is way cool. It just shows how serious Chevrolet and General Motors is about the Camaro.
And they showed that in the clinic. Some of the questions that they asked, which, of course, I can't get into great detail about.
Can you tell us who was there?
Yeah, like as far as the people that we know?
Well, it's people who we know and who was part of the clinic from General Motors.
Oh, who was conducting it?
Yes.
Well, it was some marketing managers from Chevrolet and Campbell Ewald, which is Chevrolet's marketing company. Scott Settlemyer was there. A beautiful lady named Cheryl Pilcher, who's kind of taking the reins for the Camaro project.
Excellent.
She had a lot to do with that. Scott actually bounced between two different groups because they split us up into two different groups. But that was actually on Monday when that happened. After the dinner on Sunday, we just kind of sat around and talked a little bit and kind of reminisced a little bit about our Camaros. Just talked like enthusiasts do, you know. Went to bed, got up the next morning real early, got to the proving grounds, went out to Black Lake, and of course there was the silver coupe along with a third gen 1 LE on display that they brought out just for us. There's only 15 of us, and they brought that beautiful second gen Z28 and then a 67 pace car convertible.
Nice.
That was actually restored by one of the people in our focus group that he sold it to General Motors for the Heritage Museum. So he got to take his old car for a lap.
Wow.
It's kind of neat.
That's cool.
But then out on the tarmac there on Black Lake was the convertible.
Okay.
And we all took turns driving it.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. It was just like how we reported driving the coupe, you and I, last year.
How did that compare to driving the coupe last year?
As far as excitement?
Drivability, excitement,
exactly the
interior,
same.
Fit and feel.
Everything felt the same.
Exactly the same, huh?
The only difference was there was plenty more headroom.
Yeah, because there's no roof.
Right. But other than that, it could have been the same car.
Wow.
Just a different color.
Wow.
It just felt the same. Everything about it felt the same. And
did
it
sound the same, too?
Yeah. The exhaust, I got plenty of exhaust videos that I'm trying to compile.
Okay.
Because the exhaust, I don't know if it was just me or what, but it did sound better.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's because I paid more attention to it or not. But as far as drivability and everything, it was great. And the thing is that just like the coupe, you don't have to drive it fast to make it feel good. You know, it feels so much like a Camaro should be. I can't stress that enough. I think if I could say anything about the car, it feels exactly like a Camaro should feel. And that's what I put in the article last year when we drove the coupe.
Sure.
And the convertible is no different. Everything is just right. Not even going fast, because we could only go 20 or 30 miles an hour in it. You know, you don't want to wreck a car that costs that much, because there's only one.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I actually wasn't quite as excited about driving the car as actually what I was giving my opinion in the focus group.
Okay.
Which was just right after that. They split us up into two different groups, one of seven and one of eight. And half of us went into one room and the other half went into another room. And the first half that I was in was a marketing. They talked about marketing. We were asked questions about, like, for example, when you think of Camaro, what famous celebrity would look good with a Camaro or could be a voice of the Camaro, you know? And that was tough. A lot of people said, like, Dale Earnhardt Jr. I said Jay Leno myself because I like reading his articles in Popular Mechanics. Yeah. He's just a regular car guy that just happens to have a late night TV show in a fleet of cars. But things like that, they ask us a lot of questions.
That's cool.
And as things went on, I started realizing that they're pretty much in tune with what
the Camaro buyer is looking
for. The enthusiast group as a whole, not just the seven people in that room, but everybody, for the most part, they're really in tune. They were asking questions that you could kind of tell were half the question was something that we want, and the other half would be an alternative, like how do we feel about one thing or another.
Okay.
You know, it was really interesting. We talked about things like the Transformers movie coming out.
Okay.
We talked about magazine advertising. We talked about heritage versus retro and our opinions on that, things like that.
How long did the entire process take?
The first meeting, it was...
The whole thing, both meetings. How long did you drive the car?
Oh, okay. We only drove the car for just a lap around, the short lap around Black Lake. I actually got a video. Our friend Tim DeYoung from fifthgen.org, there's your plug, Tim, I promise you I'll do it, sat in the back seat and recorded me driving the convertible just like I did with you, Chris.
Okay, cool.
Problem is, it was very shaky because there's no top and it was very windy and Tim's hands were very cold holding the camera. So it's kind of jittery and loud, but I'll be putting it up sometime over this holiday weekend here.
Nice. And how long did that take for you guys to all take a turn driving the car?
A couple hours. And right after everybody got out of the car, they clipped a microphone on our collar there and stuck a camera right in our face and said, "What do you think?"
Beautiful.
And it was primarily just so they can go back and review these tapes and say, okay, this is what this person said, and this person said something entirely different. Where's the dichotomy between the two? Then that took a couple of hours. And then each session, there was two sessions.
Then you guys broke up into different groups?
Yep. And each session took a couple of hours as well. We had lunch in the middle between. After lunch, then we went into a product meeting with Cheryl Pilcher.
Oh, okay.
And I probably just out of safety, I shouldn't say too much about what was discussed in there.
Yeah, you did. You did sign an agreement, didn't you?
It wasn't anything terribly surprising. And what I mean by that is that Chevrolet is pretty much in tune with us. I thought they were in tune with us in the marketing meeting. When it comes to product, they're really on the ball. They know what we want. They really do.
Good. That's good to know.
And I don't have any questions walking away from it. They wanted to know, how we felt stronger or less strong about one thing or another.
Okay.
But most of the things they asked us about were things that we did feel strongly about one way or another.
So it sounds like they're reading our website.
Well, yeah, we kind of know that. They're reading a lot of them. They're spending more time on this than what we think. Chevrolet knows what we want, and they're going to do their damnedest to get it to us.
Excellent.
No T-tops. Sorry. Not going to happen. Stop asking. Thank you very much. In fact, T-tops wasn't even brought up because we all know that it's not going to happen. Oh, okay. It's a shame, but
That's funny.
But
that's funny.
It was really great. I felt it was one of my more prouder moments to say, this is what I think about this. This is how I think that the enthusiasts as a whole feel about it. I don't think there was one biased opinion throughout the whole day. Everybody was speaking on behalf of, as a voice of the consumer, of the enthusiast.
Nice. That's good to know.
I didn't see any self-directed comments.
Like, is there going to be any good lease rates?
No. No, but I think most people would, instead of saying I want this, I want that, they were saying things like, I think it'd be best for the car if, or I think these cars would be better received if, I think the enthusiast community would prefer this over this.
Okay.
So I think they picked
a fine group. That's good to know.
I wish that everybody could have been there to throw their opinion, but since they couldn't, we had to do our absolute best to
cover everybody,
and I think everybody there did a terrific job. It was an excellent, terrific experience, and hopefully we'll get to do a follow up. I don't know, but
cool.
I'll be doing an article, a little short little article with photo gallery and some videos, sometime this weekend.
Yeah, we definitely need to see a lot of pictures and that video.
Yeah, well,
we need to get up on the site. You know?
It's nothing impressive. It's pretty shaky.
Still, a lot of people want to see that.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Actually, the one with you driving was better.
Oh, okay.
But I'll still get it up. It's just shaky and noisy and everything like that.
Tell me again that little story you told me yesterday when we were having coffee about how you went down for dinner and then you had to run back to your room to get your camera.
Oh, I was sitting with Tim DeYoung again. Of fifthgen.org. There you go, Tim. You're welcome. You owe me, buddy. We were just before the dinner. I said, I got to run up and get my camera. And he said, I do too. And we were both on the fourth floor. So we head towards the elevators, and a couple of very nice young ladies that were helping to organize the dinner for Scott and Cheryl, they said something, one of them said something to the effect of, well, you hardly gave us any time. And I thought they were talking about, you're leaving before the dinner starts. Uh-huh. And I said, no, I'm just going to go up and get my camera in my room. And she goes, okay. So I go up and I open the door to my room, and somebody had been in there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, wait a minute. At first, I thought I was in the wrong room, but I looked closer. There was a really nice Camaro polo shirt on the bed, a hat, a poster, a huge poster with the convertible coming at you that says, you know, ain't no muscle like Detroit muscle, that Scott had specifically printed off for us, a couple pins, a couple die-cast cars. It was like a little gift package.
Yeah.
And I met Tim back out in the lobby there, the fourth floor in front of the elevators, and he said, did Santa Claus come to your room too? We get downstairs, and the lady runs right up to us. She goes, you're not going to tell anybody, are you? And I said, oh, no, it's supposed to be a surprise. We'll let it be a surprise.
That's cool. That's real cool.
But that's why in the pictures that we're all wearing the same shirt. That's right. Scott set that up. He wanted that to be a little welcoming thing.
That's
cool. We were treated like we weren't treated just like people that are being interviewed. We were treated like people that we were really serious to them. Uh-huh. We were very important to them because they knew that we were selected to represent everybody out there.
That's good.
From one end of the spectrum to the other of the enthusiast. Down
Sounds
to gas
like a
mileage.
Great time, man. Sounds like a great time.
It was. Yeah. It was cool. They covered everything: marketing, gas mileage. They did talk about gas mileage. They did talk about.
Well, of course. I mean, you have to.
iPod integration. You know, whether or not we liked it. Of course we do. You know, and it was kind of like a no surprise answer to them, but they wanted to know.
Sure.
They really wanted to know. And I think it's going to be great. It just fortifies my excitement about this car coming up. It's going to be the bomb.
It sounds like they're not taking anything for granted.
Nope.
And that, you know, they're going through and doing their homework.
I see a lot of reference on the board about the fourth gen this, and I hope it doesn't have... This is not a fourth gen car.
Obviously.
This is a different...
Obviously.
Yeah, but they're not letting go of the problems that the fourth gen had.
I know.
The fifth gen can't have the same problems because it's not a fourth gen.
Right.
And
it's not going to have the hump where the catalytic converter is in the passenger seat.
That's been brought up a lot on the board.
I believe it. Because it was a problem with the fourth gens. But like you said, this is not a fourth gen car. This is a brand new architecture. This is a brand new Camaro.
Mm-hmm. It's still the same Camaro, it's just a brand new one.
Right.
Because that's one thing that they hit on a lot is heritage. Heritage. No, I said emphatically, no retro. Do not hit the retro thing because the car is not retro.
Right.
It may have styling that is classic, but this isn't retro. It has full of heritage.
Yeah.
And I said, hit that market hard with heritage.
There you go. That's a perfect way to say it, though.
And they're keeping heritage in mind.
Good.
Heritage, but they're also looking ahead. It's going to be awesome. I could talk about it for hours, but we're almost running out of time as it is.
But, hey, everybody wants to know about this,
and
so this is great.
Anybody has any questions about it.
Yeah, anything.
You know, that I can answer, right? I cannot answer specifics. And maybe I can, but I don't want to risk it because, you know, I didn't, you know, they chose me because they trusted me. But if you got any questions, pick up the phone and give us a call and ask, and if we can answer, we'll play it on the air.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's it.
All right.
That's all you got to do.
We said this was going to run long, so we're almost wrapping this up. Just a couple more bits of information. One thing I noticed over the past week on the in the general Camaro 2009 Camaro section, Dwarf Killer posted what a name.
Dwarf
huh?
Killer
posted a thread called "Could this mean trouble for the new Camaro?" This is interesting, and I think it's a good thing. Apparently, another company is making a V8 2+2 rear-wheel drive, 300 plus horsepower car.
Okay.
Hyundai.
I don't know.
I'm
not a big fan of foreign cars.
Oh, neither am I.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I just think it's good because maybe, you know, the diehard anti-Chevy people, the people that we've talked about before, that will refuse to buy a Chevrolet or an American car because they think they're
crap.
Right. They might get into a Hyundai, you know, Camaro competitor, I guess, and then maybe evolve back into. When they see what a real muscle car is, you know,
I think it's
good for the market.
I think it's just going to open up on another Ricer market. That's what I think. It's just going to extend that.
Well, at least it's not a front-wheel drive, four-cylinder fart can market.
Yeah.
Four-door fart can market. Spoiler market.
No. I think it's good for the competition.
Exactly.
I just can't get behind this car. I can't get behind a foreign car like that.
Yeah.
That's just my personal feelings.
You know, a lot of people say that the RX-7 and the 300ZX should come back.
Right.
This is, I guess
even
it's going to be
even
close.
The Toyota Supra. I was never a fan of the Toyota Supra.
Well, you got to be a fan of a car that can put down 1,200 horsepower and run a 16-second quarter mile.
Nah, not really.
Well, they do. They do. Yeah. But it's on autoblog.com. Check it out. Do a search for it. You should find it pretty easy. It's actually not terrible looking either. So, I think it's good. I think it's more cars in the market and more reason for GM, Ford, Chrysler to continue improving the muscle car market. And that's my two bits.
Yeah.
All right. One last thing. I'm not happy about this. Nobody is, but nothing we can do. There's been a very slight setback of the Camaro Z28.com diecast car. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there was an interesting licensing issue or some verbiage had to be changed. So I had to resubmit artwork for the cardboard backer that's inside the package. Uh-huh. The car is fine.
Sure.
Something about the GM licensing didn't like. So I had to change it. And it's going to set it back a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
But to make up for it, me and Greenlight worked out a special little deal where anybody who pre-ordered the Camaro concept or diecast car, they could also get a pretty screaming deal on the three regular production runs from Greenlight.
Oh,
from
sweet.
From the first series, the black, red, and silver ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm basically going to be shipping them out. You know, whoever wants to add those to their order, I'll be shipping them out for no extra shipping charge. I'll be making a post in the site news section.
Cool.
Sometime over the weekend. I got a busy weekend ahead of me, man.
Hook me up. Dude, I want one of those things.
I'll give you the PayPal link. So, like I said, if anybody is concerned about this, no need to be. It's only a couple weeks or so that's going to delay. But
that's good.
But watch for the post about the bonus offer that I worked out with Greenlight in this. What did I say? The site news
site
section.
Site news, yeah.
Yep, it'll be there.
Excellent.
So, let's wrap this up. We're going long here.
All right, yeah.
And we'll be back next week. You know how to get a hold of us. Chris, any parting words?
That's it.
All right, everybody enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Okay.